Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can you imagine being in a situation where now you've got planning that confirms you can't build a house? So all the potential of the house is gone, you know? Yeah. I mean, it would have been, we had a few sleepless nights there.
Yeah.
Welcome to the next episode of the Get In Our Home series. This is the series designed to help home builders, homeowners and renovators to get inspiration and guidance from industry professionals, but also homeowners themselves. In this episode, we travel to County Dublin to meet Cleona and Derek and to see their stunning 1930s renovated home. In this episode, we cover so much, from buying a home to renovate, making mistakes, interior design, double mortgages, planning issues, having to move in with parents, and how to design a home for 7 people. Yeah. You heard me right, 7 people. Oh, and one really cool thing for you guys is that Derek is so organized, he actually kept track of the entire spend of the build, down to like every little detail. And he's actually kindly shared with me the entire Excel budget. It's super, super helpful. And if you're in the middle of a build or you're just about to start one, it's really helpful for cross-referencing pricing and all that fun stuff. So if you'd like to check this out, just pop us a DM on the Get In Our Home Instagram page and I'll pop you over a link to the Excel spreadsheet. I just want to say thanks again to the guys. Cleona and Derek were so welcoming to myself and my cameraman, and it was just a real pleasure to be able to see this couple now in their beautiful home and enjoying the space. So without further ado, I started by asking the guys where in the world we were.
So we're in Ballinteer, and we're in a street which was pretty much the oldest houses in the whole of the Ballinteer area. So it was all fields around here once upon a time. So these houses were built in the 1930s for captains in the army, with nice big gardens so they could
grow their stock, their vegetables and fruit and stuff. Yeah.
I can see you have a big farm at the back now.
Yeah. And so the whole of Dundrum and everything kind of built up around it. Yeah. So we're just on the outskirts of Dublin, I suppose, but we're well within walking distance of the biggest shopping centre in Ireland and a nice big park. And
location-wise,
yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's a dream. Yeah. Like, and had you always spoke about this area, like when you were younger and stuff? Was it always a thing that Ballinteer? Like,
no.
You know, some people have these areas in their mind. What brought you here? Like, what pulled you here?
I'm from Cork. Derek is from Galway. We met the old-fashioned way in a nightclub in Dublin 16 years ago. We moved in together pretty fast. We bought our apartment in 2006. Boom time, when everyone was buying off plans, queuing overnight. We were one of them. Bought the apartment, and then we got married.
Sorry, where was the apartment?
In Cork Street, in town.
Yeah.
We had Saoirse, our oldest. Then I was pregnant with Fia. And then we knew that we had to move out because it just wasn't big enough for family of four. And we knew we wanted to move more suburban, not be in the city anymore.
We actually had a plan at the time that we'd go to Galway.
Yeah.
And then
work-wise, you changed your mind.
Work kind of said, no, we need you in Dublin. So.
And then the job Derek was in at the time, there was a girl, Andrea. He had said, look, we're looking to rent a house. Does anyone have anything? And she said, we're moving to New York for at least 4 years. We have a 4-bedroom house in Ballinteer. We're putting up for rent if you want it. And we had Fia, and we moved here to Ballinteer 2 days after she was born.
And is that how you kind of found the area?
And once we lived here, we loved it. Yeah. Absolutely loved it. Everything was around us. Marley Park, everything was just around us. And then we saw these houses, and we wanted to buy one. We tried to get a second mortgage, and we couldn't. The bank said they'd give us 70.
So Time out. So what sort of time frame are we talking here?
We moved here in 2011.
Okay.
And 2015, we tried to get a second mortgage to buy it.
We actually looked at a house across the way here, probably in 2011.
12, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same deal as in the same kind of project as this would have been. But yeah, the banks wouldn't touch us with more money because of the apartment in town and negative equity and all that. It was a tough time, really. But yeah, we'd have probably gotten through this a lot.
Yeah. Well, the house was probably 250 less than what we paid for the same kind of house back then. So then 2015, we were still renting.
In
the house, we heard that she was going to be upping the rent by a good bit. And then Derek got a call from a headhunter about a job in Norway, which I said no to straight away. But we talked about it. We had four kids at the time, and they're all quite small. Only one had started school. And we said, look, if we're going to do anything like this, let's do it now and see what happens. So we moved to Norway in summer 2015, and we were there for 2.5 years. Then came home January 2018 and started renting in another house up by Marley Park. We came home with the plan of buying a house within probably a year of being home.
Hmm.
We had enough saved to pay for a deposit at least.
Definitely still in this area.
Definitely in this area, yeah. We wanted to come
back
here.
That's what she said in Norwich, to get me back to Ballantyre.
He said, where are we going? I said, I want to go back to Ballantyre. I just wanted to be here. And then we were looking at myhome.ie just in case anything came up. And we were home 4 or 5 weeks and I saw this on myhome.ie.
I think I was down in the car garage. I was looking to get a new
car. Oh,
he was
looking at a new car, yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, something nice now, something nice. And then she rings.
And the first thing he said was, what aspect is it? And
West.
And which one is it? And then we said, we have to get it. So we spoke to a broker and he said, if you want that house, don't lose it. So we were...
What did he mean by that?
We had no mortgage.
Bid for it.
We weren't approved. We
just try
nothing.
And get it. Get the house. So we were sale agreed and we had no mortgage. Yeah.
So yeah, we totally were scrambling.
We didn't tell them that, no. Sure, they wouldn't have let us. They would have said, no, we'll get the next buyer. Thank you very much. Yeah, we said, yeah, it's coming. And we kept saying, it's coming. And we eventually got the mortgage. But we were... We nearly
I love
lost
that because usually it's the banks playing us and you playing the banks. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. A few white lies, we just said the banks are delaying us and it was a risk
to be saying
agreed to no mortgage, but we kind of knew we'd get it. We got it eventually.
Yeah.
And what was it like when Kieran sent you the message? You'd be like, what do you think of it?
Oh, I knew this was something. And there was no question in my mind that this was a house that we could make something of. And it's not a case that, you're not walking into something that's finished. You're walking into something knowing there's a lot of work to be done. But we were always up for that. And
yeah,
I think,
that's what I wanted.
I think it's because we're a big family. You know, you can look at all the new builds you want in Dublin. They're not built for a family like us. They're just not. You know, everything is smaller. Everything's just that little bit too small. Or it might have the square footage, but not in the places that we would need it as a family.
Sorry, we should say for those listening that this is a family of seven.
Yeah.
So a big house needed to support that amount of little bodies running around the place.
We brought one home from Norway, So we went with four, we came back with five.
And so you always knew, well, not you always knew, but you knew when you were here. Like, what was it like when you first walked in? Like, was the house like an absolute ruin? Like, who lived
in? No, it wasn't a ruin. It was an elderly lady's house. You know, loads of colour, loads of antique things, loads of little ornaments and purple carpets and green bathroom and yellow kitchen and just not us. But we knew we'd have to gut it.
Start the front door.
A lot of people can move into houses and live in it for a while and then do work to it. But yeah, you couldn't move in. If it was just us, we probably could have for a while and done the renovation. But
this house was smaller than the apartment we moved out of because we were having a second child.
Yeah,
so there's no chance we'd ever move in with five. You know, it was a good bit smaller than the apartment in town.
So it's 4 years ago this month that we bought it.
And so you play the strings with the auctioneer, and you get over the line, you go sale agreed. Was there that moment where you're like, oh my God, what have we just done?
No, because we were naive. We were like, we bought the house, and now we'll do the rest. We'll get on with it. But
It was tricky.
It was tricky, yeah. We bought the house. We didn't have enough to buy a house that would be 700-800 grand around here, the size house that we wanted. We knew we had enough to buy the house for the price it was, but we didn't have the money to do the rest of the house.
We had some.
But not. And Derek's parents very kindly said, how can we help? Will we sell the site in Galway? And hopefully that would be enough to do the extension. And we said, yeah, because we can't do this without help. We just didn't have the money. We got the mortgage to buy the house. We didn't have any other money to do it. So that was the plan. And while we were waiting for planning permission, after we bought it, we got an architect. We did the plans to do the extension. And then we went in for planning and we were refused first because it was too big. It was overbearing, over everything. It was a big white wall event at the start.
I actually prefer where we landed. Smaller house, but it's actually a much better looking house now that we landed with. So
we were refused first of all, and then there was an issue with the water pipe. All these houses have a 3-inch water pipe that goes across the back of the houses. With Irish Water, you have to divert it. So all the houses that had been done up to that point diverted the pipe down the backyard and as far as back as they wanted and then kept going to the next house. But when it came to us, they wanted us to have access to it on both sides of the house in meterage that would end up in a minus house.
If it came in from one wall as far as they wanted us to and in from the other wall, the two would overlap. So you'd have to build a house in -1 meter. It was ridiculous.
So they were basically telling us that we couldn't build the house and we were getting...
Sorry, this is an Irish Water.
Irish Water.
Okay. From planning. Planning said Irish Water are telling us that there is a 3-inch water pipe that you have to divert. So I contacted Irish Water and it was just generic emails back the whole time. Like, just generic, for weeks and weeks and weeks. And we just said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We have to be able to build this house. We're after buying it. We have to be able to build it.
So
they're basically saying you can't do the extension because you're going to have to move, you can't move the pipe.
And can you imagine when people buy a house like this, they don't buy it for what it is, they buy it for the potential. Can you imagine being in a situation where now you've got planning that confirms you can't build a house?
You'd never
so
be able
all
to sell
the
it.
Potential
never
of the house is gone.
Gone.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it would have been.
You were really
few sleepless nights there.
Yeah. So I went into Irish Water. I went into Irish Water and I said, hi, I'm Cliona. I have a meeting with their names. And she said, okay, I'll call them down. And they came down.
Did you have a meeting with them?
No. They came down to the reception. They said, do you have an appointment? And I said, no, I'm Cliona, Volunteer Park. Oh, all right, okay. I said, you've just been sending us emails for weeks and weeks and weeks asking for something that we can't do. And they said, oh, this is the water pipe. Yeah. And I put the plans out in front of him on the table and I said our neighbours down the road did the same. They diverted the water pipe down the back and they were able to do the same thing. Why can't we do it? And he looked at it and I said we can't, we can leave access at the side. This is the plan for the house. We have a side gate access and we'll have access on the other side. And he looked at it and he said, oh yeah, you could do that. And we got our plan permission probably a week later. Yeah, after 10 months. Yeah, and I guarantee you, if I had not gone into him, there would have been months and months of, you can't do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Genie, Mac.
Yeah.
And why did he originally want you to do that?
It's just that they want access to it.
It's a new policy they have or whatever.
Yeah,
exactly. Because every house up the road is built on top. A lot of houses are built on top of it. So it's just one of those nuances of this road, especially. Most streets in Dublin, the water pipes and the facilities are on the road. In this street, they're in the garden.
Yeah, because they were done so long ago.
You know, many people on this road, I suppose, they pay the price for that in terms of the hassle getting planning permission.
Wow. And, okay, so you get planning.
Yeah.
Was it a latest moment because you've been waiting so long?
Oh,
so
it's good.
Yeah.
10 months,
yeah.
You're in Galway
waiting
for something that you don't know is going to ever happen.
Yeah.
Well, we were here while we were waiting for the plan permission. We hadn't moved to Galway at that stage.
Right.
We were still renting.
And come here, when you're looking at plan Bs, were you thinking we might actually have to sell this and go somewhere else? Or,
And at the time, while we were waiting for planning permission, we got a loan to renovate the original house. So we renovated the whole of the original 2 up, 2 down. So it was ready to go. We did everything, gutted it, rewired, replastered, insulation, everything. So we had no stairs then, we had no nothing, so we couldn't move in anyway. So after 14 months of paying huge rent and mortgage, we decided to move to Galway in with Derek's parents, hoping that the site would sell and that we'd get the money to do the extension. And then we moved to Galway and that didn't happen.
Yeah, it just was slow. You know, I think COVID especially slowed things down. Everyone sort of just paused, you know, and wait, what's going to happen here? You know, what's property going to be worth in Galway after all of this? You know, it just, everything slowed up.
Yeah. And then when the site wasn't selling, we thought, we have to try and do this ourselves. We have to try and get the money. Yeah. So then we went to apply for another mortgage for the house, which took 10 months to get. COVID obviously was major.
Yeah, the goalposts kept moving, you know, because the criteria for the mortgage were such thing. And next thing's like, well, actually, you know, we're tighter now on this side, so you don't qualify now again.
Like, they might have looked at Derek's bonus a year before, and then COVID, they wouldn't look at the bonus. They wouldn't look at the rent we were getting for the apartment, even though the rent was covering the mortgage. They just wouldn't. But we eventually got the mortgage anyway, and then work started in the house November 2020.
Yeah.
So we really are in the middle of COVID now.
So it started, the steel was fitted, and then block work started, and then COVID, January, construction stopped for 9 weeks. I got on to Department of Housing. I got on to the local TD, and I said, what makes a house essential? Because you keep saying construction has stopped, but it's okay for essential housing. And I said, we're living in Galway with our 5 children. We've had to take them out of school, out of their home, out of where they're used to living, take us away from the life we had, the friends we had. And we're trying to build a house in Dublin, and we're in Galway. We need a house for our children. We have to be able to move back. And then about a week before construction stopped, our local TD said, look, start again, and if anyone asks, you can just say that I said it's okay. But we only started a week before we could anyway. So yeah, March then we started again. And
so this is March 21 now?
Yeah.
21, yeah. So from March, and then we moved in on the last day of July.
Wow.
So we railroaded ahead. Yeah, we got it all done to move in. We
told them May, June, July. Wow.
Yeah, we told them that our kids were going back to school at the end of August and we had to be in the house. Yeah.
Wow. And so we went really fast there. Let's just go back a little bit. So you bought the house. You knew it was a big renovation project. You know, how did you figure out the renovation? Did you go to an architect? Did you go to an engineer? Did you have ideas in your head? How did that process go?
Well, the architect we used, they would usually work with a builder, you know, a particular builder. But it, you know, the plans that they gave us, again, I think it was a few things in there that they just didn't understand the size of this family, I suppose, you know, some little things. So eventually I remember we sat down where literally every room, we kind of had it there. It's like move rooms around until we find a plan that works, where everything, you know, can just walk through it. I probably walked through this house 1,000 times in my head before we ever saw it in real life, just saying, does this work? Does this work? Does this work? And as well as that, we didn't want any wasted square footage. You know, as in, I see some houses where they have a huge entrance area. And so, you know, I mean, it might look good, but, you know, we wanted to,
you need to
make the most
space
of every space we could.
So basically, when we were in Galway, we got the quote from them for the builder to do it. And it was probably twice what we said we had. And then
was this because of the COVID inflation prices and all the rest?
It was even before.
It's before
that,
COVID, yeah. So when we said, look, we don't want to go with that builder, we lost them as an architect because they work with them. They can't be an architect for other builders.
Right.
So we had our plans in hand and no architect, and then we had to go and find our own builder. So yeah, we found our builder at the self-build in the RDS with our plans literally in our hands, saying, can someone build our house for the money that we have?
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was that design, that process like with the architect? Was it fun? Like, did you enjoy it? Like, did
he
enjoy
it?
Yeah. We knew we wanted, which is good. Like, we knew we wanted a big open plan at the back. We knew we wanted 4 bedrooms. We knew the design we wanted. did we?
It was great. And in fairness, the drawings that they produced helped us an awful lot. You know, they were high quality 3D drawings, you know, and you could kind of get a feel of it. Yeah, so you know, we basically walked in almost with it, you know, drawn flat on a piece of paper, and they were obviously able to
clap
to render it from there.
And did you have like must-haves on the to-do list? Like, we definitely want this or this. Like, was there a certain, you know?
Actually, if you've heard of mind maps, so a mind map is where you start with something and the house is there in the middle. And I had this mind map built out to everything, like from the fact that in this room I wanted music. You know, and I remember actually one architect looking at it and going, you've probably gone a layer too far with the information here. But we knew
we wanted. Yeah.
And actually, when I go down through the list of things, I think the only thing we missed maybe was the fifth bedroom.
Yeah.
We didn't get the fifth bedroom. It was one of the things we wanted on that list. Or, well, we don't have the garden room yet. Maybe we'll get that someday.
That's on the way.
Yeah.
That's next.
In the post.
Yeah.
On the lotto.
Okay, so how was the build process? How did that go? So when you start renovating, it obviously went quick. In the end, yeah. What was that like?
We had to get very hands-on. You know, I think, you know, even from Galway, getting in the car and driving up here and seeing that it was going the right direction and getting on WhatsApp with the tradesmen going, you know, can you do this then? You know, we really had to push on, I think, to get in.
And we had a good relationship with the electrician and the plumber, and we were on a shared WhatsApp group because we didn't want things being done and us turning up here and saying,
why is this here?
Yeah, we have quite a lot of lights, as you know, and they had to
really
go.
I hadn't noticed
we that. Had we have up down lights in the hallway that have to go in a certain place, and if we weren't here to say this is where we want them, we don't know where they would be put. We don't where
even this light here, you know, drawing out exactly where it was, or even these lights over the island. One day we were here and we were all happy, and next thing Clean just said, wait a minute, they're not where they should be. And there we were out with pieces of paper on the ground drawing out the measuring tape and everything, and suddenly realised, you know, actually they're not distributed right, they won't look right over the island.
Because the kitchen wasn't visited that time, obviously, so we had to draw the island under the lights. Because obviously symmetry, you want the middle, and it was like, no, that's not going to work. No. I have to get moved.
But you're racing through the house trying to get everything done before you have to get back in the car and drive back to Galway. And we hated it. As in, every day leaving this house felt awful. You know, you think, why can't we be here? You know, why can't we be across the road, maybe minding it?
Or what's going to get done or not done while we're not here? That was the thing. We didn't know if people were going to be here. Like, there's some houses and there's trades in there every single day. We'd have neighbours saying, no one here today. There's no one here yesterday. And we'd be told, oh, they're going to be there now tomorrow doing that. And no one would turn up. And then we'd turn up a week later and we're like, what was done the last week?
Nothing. There was no shortage of work, and I suppose we weren't the priority, you know? So.
How do you manage a build from there in the country?
With lots of sleepless nights. You know, and I think you have to be so organized, and you have to be communicating with the people that you can communicate with and the people you can trust, and you latch onto them. And even just a neighbor who helped us out by coming in emptying water tanks for the dehumidifiers in here.
Yeah, it got flooded.
Our kitchen date is coming, and you're like, right, if nobody else is going to be here to empty them. And every day he came up and he opened up the fence and he came in and he emptied the humidifiers for us. And it was a savior, you know. That meant our kitchen date stayed where it was. The plastering could get done. The plaster was dry. The kitchen is going in. You just had to drive it and drive it and drive it.
We were quite organized as well. We have friends in Galway who built their house, and they had certain things picked out. Maeve said they had tiles picked out, and then the tiler said, here, I'm doing tiling tomorrow, I need tiles. And she had to go and just pick any tiles she could find that day, because he told her that he needed them that day, even though he had told her he would let her know when he would doing it. So we knew that, so we were quite organized in that respect. We had all our floors ordered, all our tiles ordered, we had the tiler booked, we had everything. We were very organized. We had everything ordered and booked.
We effectively got a builder's finish, if you get me. Everything that you see, the finishes, was all us. So we organized the painters.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And we organised the second fix
carpentry. We did all the doors.
You know, so we had to project manage, I suppose, the finish of this house. Yeah.
And
from Galway.
Were you doing a lot of buying and hoarding of stuff before? Where were you putting all that stuff? Tiles and flooring and...
Tiles, I contacted Casey's Tiles on Instagram. I saw a tile that they wanted and I sent him a message. Tomás, and he was a legend. We ordered everything from Galway for a house in Dublin from Tipperary.
Yeah.
I said, Tomás, I want like dark tiles for this. He'd send me 10 bathrooms with them. Which ones do you like? So we ended up getting all our tiles, all our laminate. I said, we're getting a massive house of laminate because we have the laminate everywhere. And I said, do you think you can get us a good deal? And he said, I'll speak to our rep because we were getting like 160 square meters of a particular floor, so he got us a good deal on that. So we got all our tiles, all our floors from him, and delivered on a Saturday morning from Tipperary. We were here at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning from Galway.
4 tons of stuff out in the road, and we carried it in.
Yeah.
And you were after getting your COVID jab, so her arm was sore.
I was like, I'll carry it with one arm.
Yeah, carrying floors and tiles in.
There was no workouts on that day, I don't think.
The big bruise in my hip going home that night from carrying stuff on my side there. It was great fun.
But I think finding the good trades and the good suppliers was hugely important for us.
Yeah.
Huge, it really was. And like I found a tiler who had turned up, never contacted me again. And then I was a bit worried about finding one. And I looked on Instagram who Tile Style use, who they recommend. And I found Tyler. And he did so much of the tiling without us being here. And he'd sent me a picture of everything they were doing. He was cursing me, I think, for doing the tiles in the shower because they were a particular design. And he sent me a picture of them all laid out on the floor and did a big selfie and went, look, we're designing it now and we'll fit it later. So we had that good relationship with people who knew we were in Galway and did the best they could for us. Tell them where the key is because, look, there mightn't be a trade in the house that day. So, you know, there's the key and go in and do it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And then moving on to more finished stuff then, like, how did you find the kitchen company? Did you shop around? Were you shopping around for a lot of stuff?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. Actually, the shopping around thing, the one of the tiles I found, I think you can find, if you want to do... If you want something, you will find it cheaper. If you're willing to do the work. I knew what I wanted and I wasn't going to say, no, it's okay, I'll get another one. There's a particular tile that we have used on the floor in our ensuite and downstairs toilet, and they went from $27.99 to $69.99 for the same tile, the exact same tile
same
from
company.
The same company in different places. So yeah, you have to shop around.
Yeah.
And how did you do that? Like, were you just Googling everywhere? And
making phone calls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I was working away in the kids' bedroom in Galway and she'd have been on the phone making phone calls, sourcing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a lot of shopping around because I knew what I wanted, and
So kitchen companies.
Kitchen. I was obviously on Instagram for a couple of years. I used it a lot for, I started in Norway actually when we lived in Norway, and then it kind of went quiet because we were renting for so long. And then I started again with mood boards and what we were planning on doing, sharing like the floor plans of the house. And I was looking at kitchens. We knew we wanted a contemporary kitchen. We knew we wanted handless, sleek, just modern, simple kitchen. And I had seen a kitchen on Instagram from Trevor McDonald Kitchens, and then they were in Swinford and Mayo. We had moved to Galway, so it's quite handy. So we made an appointment to go out and see them. And
Swinford said, is still a long way from
Galway. It was further from Dublin. So we went out and told them that we wanted them to do our kitchen, and that was 2 years before they fitted it. So yeah, So we kept in contact with them constantly and eventually booked the date to get the kitchen fitted. And
did you like go into them with the design? Because you have the wall face with the inlet and they have the window design. Did you go in or did they bring up? How did that work like?
We went in with our plans and said, this wall is this long. Yeah. We want a wall of units. We want it up to the ceiling. We don't want the gap. We want a whole wall of units. We want a sink in the middle and we have a window. At the time, the window was bigger, and then when we saw it on the render, we reduced it because it was just too big. We wanted an island big enough for 7 seats. And then the rest was kind of small things like, where do you want your fridge or freezer? Where do you want to put the hob? A lot of people put the hob over at the wall and put the sink on the island, but we prefer to put the hob on the island because it's more social. Like the kids can sit up there and watch.
Actually, one of the first
cooking.
Things we did is when we moved in, big cookery lesson at the mall, helped me making a pad thai.
Yeah.
I sat down and eat it, and it feels like, geez, we're home, you know, we're home.
Yeah. Yeah, so the kitchen design, we knew what we wanted, which was the easy part of it, I suppose. We moved a few things.
But very collaborative, they were great.
As again, yeah, good relationship with them.
Any advice for those that are looking at kitchen companies? You know, did you have a look at other companies before you went with them?
We looked at a lot of them.
We looked a lot. Not all kitchens do bespoke kitchens. They do units of a certain size and they don't go higher. So we went to one in Galway and they only go 2.4. Don't do higher. And we knew we'd pay. We had to have, from day one, we wanted to the ceiling, so that was it.
Yeah. This is the highest kitchen they ever did, actually.
Yeah.
So,
but we always kind of knew we'd go back to them. We just got other quotes just to see, but yeah.
They were pretty competitive. You had a good relationship with them.
Yeah.
It was the way to go.
Yeah.
For what we wanted, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah. Oh, and they said actually, they gave us a quote for the stone for the kitchen, and I said for the island, and I said, can we get our stone ourselves? And there was a company called Carb Stone, literally across the road from where Derek's parents lived, where we were staying. There's nothing else there. Like there's the church and
a stone shop.
Yeah. And went over and met Niamh, and again had a great relationship with her. Would go over now and again, get samples, told her what we wanted, then said, you know, can you do the stone for our vanity? Can we put in the pantry press? So yeah, they were brilliant. Mm. Brilliant.
And the kitchen company were okay with that?
Yeah, they were fine, And we got all our own appliances as well. And we went local with our appliances because, as people say, if you buy from abroad, what do you do if it goes wrong? If you buy local, we only have to go down the road to Dundrum and say, listen, this broke, can you come fix it?
But they were good prices as well.
They were good prices, yeah.
Very helpful down there.
Was there areas throughout the build where you were cutting costs or saving money? Were there areas that you just said, look, we'll have to come back to that? Or
there was things we didn't do before we moved in.
What do you mean?
We moved in without wardrobes. We moved in without paint. Like we spray painted the whole house white so that we could move in. And then we did rooms after we moved in. We moved in with the stairs covered, but not done. The doors and floors were fitted literally just before we moved in.
Yeah. The utility still isn't done.
The windows at the front, the sash windows, we were originally going to do back at the time that we did the renovation, but we didn't have the money, so we only got them done again after we moved in.
So we had really old, double glazed brown windows in the front of this modern-ish looking.
So they had to go.
But they came. I think that's the thing, for us at least, being so far away, we had to get in as soon as we could. You know, waiting for everything to be finished, because I see other other people building houses, and they wait until it's all done. And we're looking at them, how could you not move in? You know?
Yeah.
So what? So like what? How do you make the decision? Like, okay, we're moving in tomorrow. Like, what was the breaking point? Like, do you know what I mean?
That was a big day because we were coming up and down.
We had a lot done in the last week before we moved in. The plumber sent two of his lads here. Oh, we're here to fit the bath. And I said, no, you have to do a toilet, at least one toilet and a shower, because we're moving in this weekend. He's like, what? Like, are you? Well, we were only told to fit one thing. And I said, no. And they were leaving and they hadn't even done the shower. He was literally coming down the stairs. And I said, we're moving in tomorrow. And he came back up and got the shower working so that we can move in the next day. The electricity, we know electricity. And Ronan, our electrician, said, the ESB aren't coming for weeks. I will get your electricity on so you can move in.
So we're pretty much on temporary power moving in.
And so what did you do? Did you piggyback on somebody else's?
No, it was in ours, but not hooked up to the... is in temporary power the way it was done. All safe and everything, but not the final certification, you know what I mean? But we had to get in, so we did it, you know?
Yes, that was all... within 3 days, we had the floors, plumbing, electricity, all done within 2 or 3 days so that we could move in.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that when you can crack the whip, it's how things move?
Yeah.
But I don't think we still knew what was happening, but we slept here a couple of nights, just Cliona and I, upstairs, on mattresses, on the ground. You know, one day with the first night with the electricity cable running up from the single plug in the whole house that was working in the front room there. And then that Friday night, we were driving back to Galway, and we said, you know what, we're moving in today.
Yeah.
And we went and picked up the two girls, grabbed everything we could, got back in the car and drove back.
That night.
And the next day, Mom and Dad came with the three small ones. So, you know, we didn't know we were moving in that day until we were in the car going. Because every time we left, it was so hard to leave, you know, so hard to leave your home. Because, you know, it wasn't finished like a home.
Yeah, plus we had no builder in here and we had people coming in doing jobs and leaving key and people noticing that, oh, there's this new house being built and there's no one in there yet. And we were conscious of that as well. And who's going to look, there's no one else to mind our house. Mm. We know security on it and people can watch houses, and we've heard of stories of new houses being destroyed before they even
Dublin, like, no offense, Dublin is the most popular offense stuff. Yeah.
So even though Derek's parents knew we were moving out, we thought it'd be maybe the week later or the week after that. Because it was summer, the kids were off school, it didn't really... we didn't have a specific date, but when we got back to Galway that night and said, we're going back, it was like, what? Panic
stations.
But they understood at the same time. But we just had to do it. We just had this gut feeling that we had to go back that night. We were just worried that something was going to happen. Or I don't know what it was, but we just knew that we had to go back that night.
It's amazing that you both thought the same thing, though, isn't
We were literally on the M50 or on something on the way back.
It was accumulating over the weeks before, where every time we came up, it was harder to go home, you know, to go home to Galway, I suppose, to leave this house. Yeah. And then that day was just, that's it. We're not leaving that house tonight. We're leaving that house empty tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you come up with two girls.
Yeah.
And you sleep, so you're probably back really late.
I actually had to hoover their mattresses to get all the dust off them, you know, because obviously, you know, you want to...
Yeah, they've been...
So I was up there hoovering the mattresses to get all the dust off. And
we slept our mattresses for a while. The boys all slept our mattresses for a while. We had a really old bed that I painted black to go with my son's room. And so he slept on a mattress till I was ready to paint it. So I'm not putting your bed together and then take it apart of painting it. So... And the two small boys, there was a delay on their beds. They were six months on a mattress because their beds took so long to come. And we'd no wardrobes, so we bought a load of IKEA and rails.
And one of the neighbours gave us a load of those rails as well.
Yeah.
And so come here. So the next day then, so you had the two girls, and the next day you bring up everybody.
Yeah.
And you see, what was it like when you woke up the next morning as a family in this house?
Great. Mountain of work to do. You know, just so much work to do, but at the same time, we were here. And you know, that was the thing. When we'd say any day before that, before we could stay, you know, you're thinking, right, we'll do this and we'll do this. And then you say, we have to go by 6 o'clock. I don't want to drive home, you know, late at night and tired and everything else. And it's like, but we'll just do one more thing and just one more thing. Whereas now we could start as early and finish as late as we wanted on working on our home, you know, because it was us finishing it.
Yeah, and you were going to Belfast 2 days later as well.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to move in and then you're going to leave me. Thanks.
I had to go to work for a couple of days. Yeah.
I just find it amazing, like, that you went through all this adversity, essentially. And I think we can agree that it was an adverse journey. It wasn't a straight line path.
Yeah.
But you made it there. Like, was there that moment of, or when did that moment come? When was it, like, you know, the weight off the shoulders nearly that you had done it?
I don't think we, I would say it could be months later.
Yeah, see, there was always a worry of,
I don't know. You're always thinking, have we cut any corners? Is it we're going to run into a problem? You know, you hear the first storm come and you're thinking, I wonder, is the roof on okay? You know, I don't know if we've had that moment yet where you go.
No, it's probably gradual. Relaxed. Like, the more we did in the house and, it was probably a gradual thing. Because we moved in with so much not done, it was hard to be, yay, we're moving into our fab house and it's all done. Because it wasn't, like, it was,
Okay.
We had no storage. We had literally not, the kitchen was the only storage we had for months.
Yeah.
For months. Yeah.
But every day every week could pass as we do more. I would actually say the last 3 weeks was massive in terms of, you know, TV room done, garden shed up, cleared out the back, get the driveway done, get the you know.
That's 10 months after, like, moving in, you know.
Where, exactly, 10 months, and then 3 weeks can be so transformational because you really put a focus on something and get it over the line as well.
It's like that moment when you were ready to move in, like, how much can move really quickly when you're really focused and get it done.
And actually, it's when you see the before and after, the TV, you know, you see the TV room there with the TV on the table and the white wall behind it, and then you see what we've done now, and you go, ah, I didn't even know it could be that good.
I did.
She did.
What's something you wish somebody told you before you started your build? What's, you know, if you're sitting down and there's a couple in Dublin, they're literally after buying a house and there's a big renovation ahead of them, what's something you would tell them?
Don't underestimate how long it's going to take.
That's a double-edged sword. If we knew how hard this was going to be, never have started.
Yeah.
So, I suppose, actually, I had more advice I tend to give people is, it's your home, build it for you. Don't necessarily worry about how much you're spending as long as you can afford it, or how much it'd be worth when you're finished, because it's more valuable to you than it would be to anybody else if it's your home that you've built for you. You know, I think people might walk in here and think it's lovely and all, but it's built for us, for our family.
Yeah.
So the advice, I suppose, what do we wish we knew? If we knew how hard it was going to be, I don't know.
It's worth it now, but we didn't know the time, how long it was going to take. I would advise people as well that they get a good builder and get a good architect. And go and see houses that both have done and get feedback from customers
before and after
and see the finished and what it looked like before. We probably could have got a more expensive architect and a builder that would have cost more, but we didn't have the money, so we went with what we could get. Looking back now, obviously, we would have got better if we had more money.
Because it cost as much anyway. You know, we know from others, you know, we didn't save any money really in the end, but we had to do an awful lot more work ourselves. It's a ton more work ourselves, you know.
But come here, did you ever look down the self-build route completely, or sure, how could you when you're involved?
I have a full, you know, I have a full-on job. 2020 was probably the busiest year nearly the busiest year I'd say I had in my career. So the idea that we had enough to do
going on,
and you know, five kids alongside
COVID,
that.
And homeschooling and
oh god, homeschooling,
So but I do, I really, really agree with that advice so much, because some people can get focused on the nitty-gritty, but really a home is something that you live in for a long period of time. So if you're designing it for yourself, 100% there. Yeah. That's the advice.
And that's the thing, if you're not into it, if you don't care if it's your idea, somebody else's idea, then go and buy a house that's finished, you know. Don't go through this pain if you're not really that fussy about it in the end, unless you have loads of, unless it's not painful because you have full of money. You know, if you can build a house and have loads of money left and it's not that stressful and you can buy your way out of trouble, that's okay. But if you're tight, only do it if you really care about the end result, I think, because otherwise you'd have all that pain for something. You know.
You're not appreciating that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I suppose you always knew that you were going to renovate.
Yeah. I think we wanted to do it.
We were totally up for doing it. And a lot of people are. We have friends that say they want a turnkey house and they wouldn't in a million years take on a house that they have to do this to.
And I don't blame them. You know, it's not for everybody. Yeah. It's not for everybody.
We wanted, though. We wanted to build our own house.
What's it like now, when, like, even when you show me photos there off camera, I've seen the old house and being here now. Is it strange for you? Do you find it hard to comprehend?
I just find it, you know.
We're proud of it, yeah.
We're very proud of it. And I think it's hard sometimes when you bring somebody in to not sound like you're bragging, you know what I mean? As in, I want people to see what we've done and I want them to see what she's designed because we're proud, not because we're bragging. You know, it's sort of an odd thing, but I'm immensely proud.
Why?
I think we've achieved a beautiful home on our own. Like, we didn't have an architect, really, for most of the build. Our builder wasn't here very often, and we didn't have an interior designer. We didn't have a lighting designer. We didn't have anyone to advise us on, say, the inside of the house. We kind of did all that on our own. We knew what we wanted.
It took the time. Even silly thing like cleaning the floors the other day and realizing that, do you know what? I did actually put a plug everywhere I'm going to need it. You know, as in, it was a simple little thing, but the amount of thought we put into every part of it paid off. You know, and you have to be able to put that thought in, or else pay somebody else to put that thought in for you.
Yeah.
You know, in our case, we couldn't afford to pay people for all these things, so we did it ourselves.
I love that. I just want to say, even off camera, you both should be really proud, because both myself and Kieran were talking upstairs at how wonderful the house is, so
Thank you.
Credit to you both. What is your favourite part of your home?
This space. This open plan. It's funny, when a house has been built and it's block work, you're standing in it, you're like, how am I going to fit a table over there and a couch over there and a kitchen over there? You can't picture it. And you're like, oh, I'm going to be so squished now between that area and that area. But then it's built and you've plenty of space. And they do say the kitchen is the heart of the home. And it is. We're in here all the time. All the time. Like, we all sit there for breakfast every morning and we sit there for dinner every day. And
sitting up cooking, it's lovely place to be.
Yeah.
It really is a lovely place to be.
It's a real communal place too, which is great for you guys with the big family to have that you know, communal area to go and to relax.
And it's so open, and the kids, they're running around all the time. There's no banging into each other. There's no corners where people get in each other's way when you're cooking. And they love it.
Can I ask that question? Is this your forever home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Like, this area and this house together for us is perfection. As in, we always wanted to walk, you know, walk to the shop, walk to the doctor, walk to the dentist, walk to the Lewis, walk to the school, you know, let the car be outside when you need to go somewhere else. But life happens within walking distance of this house, and that's wonderful. You know,
guys,
that's for us.
I'm going to cut it there because we've been talking so much. Cleona, if people want to find you on Instagram, if that's okay, what's your name and should we share it?
@by_Clee.
Okay, I'll put that below. Yeah. Guys, thank you so, so much for your advice. You know, coming here today and being at the other end of that tunnel, going through all that adversity, it's great to see you both smiling and giggling and the guys all over the place. Seriously though, because I know there's people that are going to watch this and listen to this that are probably in the middle of it, having some trouble with a tradesman or having some trouble with a supplier or whatever, and just thinking, oh, you know, or a mortgage trouble or whatever, and to see ye and bloody
tick, tick, tick for all of us.
You've been through it all, you really have, between moving to Norway, being in Galway, the mortgage trouble, having to remortgage. You know, there's so much there, and to see ye here and finished, it's just inspiring for those that hopefully will be able to do the same. That makes sense.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so, so much for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to check out the guys on Instagram at by Cli. So it's by and then underscore CLI Cli. I'll post it all below anyways. Thanks so much, everybody, and see you all next time.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.